الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected brothers, elders and friends, inshallah tonight we will discuss three major signs of the day of Qiyamah. A very great eminent Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Hudhayfa bin Asid al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu records, and this narration appears in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. He says, once we were discussing the day of Qiyamah and the various conditions that will prevail on the day of Qiyamah, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overheard our conversation, he immediately came out of his home. He then addressed us saying that the hour will not come to pass until you will see 10 major signs. These 10 major signs will indicate to the closeness of the day of Qiyamah. The first major sign prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic narration, طُلُوعُ الشَّمْسِ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا, the rising of the sun in the west. This great event and this strange phenomena has been proven in many authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported with a number of chains of narrators. It is also accepted and established through consensus of the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا, that when certain signs of your Lord will unfold or become manifest, any soul who did not previously embrace Iman or did not perform any righteous deed, now after witnessing, observing these great events and these major signs of Qiyamah, if one has to submit before Allah and accept Iman, or one has to engage in righteous deeds, Allah will tell him it's too late for you. The unseen has already become seen. Therefore your Iman cannot be accepted. Your noble righteous deeds will be rejected. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that the door of repentance will remain open until تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا, the sun will rise in the west. After the sun will rise in the west, any person now goes and seeks Allah's forgiveness, turns towards Him in repentance, his repentance will be rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every believer is obliged to believe in this great miracle and this great event that will take place before the day of Qiyamah. Belief regarding the rising of the sun in the west features as a core principle and a fundamental belief of Islam, without which a person cannot qualify as a believer. This is because it's clearly proven in many authentic ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is obliged to believe in it, whether it concurs with one's logic and scientific knowledge or not. Although some ulama have tried to explain this from a scientific perspective, explaining that we find the sun, the moon and the earth, and most of the planets and celestial bodies, they are rotating in a specific orbit, moving from the east towards the west. And this rotation is going on for billions, rather trillions of years. And this is something that was documented and established in the Holy Quran in many verses, the rotation of all planets and stars, which previously was negated by scientists. Then there was a scientist initially believed that the earth was motionless. The sun was rotating around the earth. Then there was a new scientific research that the sun is motionless and earth is rotating around the sun. It is only in the last century that they have discovered that the sun, the moon and the earth are all rotating. And this is established in the Quran and mentioned to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 1,400 years ago. So this rotation is going on for billions of years. And suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order that this rotation should come to a complete end. This rotation should suddenly cease to continue. And due to the powerful impact and the powerful force of the cessation of its rotation, it will now move against its course. And it will rotate in the opposite direction. And that is when we will see the sun rising in the west instead of the east. Whether this is scientifically accepted or not, but we still believe in whatever has been mentioned to us in the Quran Majid and the authentic sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What should be of concern to us, that how we can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in performing a'mali saliha, in making istighfar, before that great event will take place, and it will be too late to now turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance and istighfar. Therefore, when we study the lives of our pious salaf, rahimahumullah, we read that every morning when they would get up and rise, they would have this fear that today should not be that day where we're going to observe the sun rising in the west, because that means our tawbah and our istighfar will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the first major sign prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic narration of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. The next major sign that was explained to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this very same narration, and that is ad-dukhan, the eruption of a very thick, a very severe, intense, a very strong, dark smoke that will cover the entire atmosphere between the sky and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions about this in the Holy Quran, and a whole surah has been named after it, Surah Ad-Dukhan, which inshallah we will hear in tomorrow's Taraweeh. فَارْتَقِبْ يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Await the day when the sky will produce a visible smoke. يَخْشَ النَّاسِ. It will envelope and cover the people. هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah states that this is a very painful punishment. People will engage in dua. They will beg and beseech Allah, please remove this adab. We cannot bear, we cannot handle this adab that has come upon us. When we go back to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand that this smoke will afflict a believer like zukam, a mild flu, or a slight cold. He will find some difficulty in breathing, but he will be able to bypass it. As for a disbeliever, a hypocrite, this smoke will enter into every cavity of his body. It will cause him great difficulty to breathe, and eventually he will suffocate and he will pass on. This is one of the major signs of the day of Qiyamah, predicted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the vast majority of the ummah are of the opinion that this is still going to take place before the day of Qiyamah. Likewise, this verse of the Quran refers to that event that will still take place before the day of Qiyamah. Although we find a very senior sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the name of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was of the opinion, and his narration appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, that this sign of Qiyamah had already come to pass. This sign of Qiyamah already became manifest during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah. And he states that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed with nubuwah, with prophethood, and he began to propagate his message, the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah began to brutally torture him. And they caused him great difficulty in conveying his message. And they disobeyed him and broke all his commands. And then due to frustration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was forced to now raise his hands and make dua against them. So one day he raised his hands, Allahumma ja'al alayhim sinin kasini Yusuf. Oh Allah, send upon them such a drought like the time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu states that there was so much, the conditions of Makkah Mukarramah had overnight had changed. And people were suffering with severe pangs of hunger and starvation. That due to the severe, intense pangs of hunger, a person's vision would become blurred. That it was made to seem to him that he's seeing smoke rising in front of him. But that was in reality due to the severe starvation. This was the view of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Majority of the scholars and commentators of Quran explain that that incident had taken place. But another incident of greater intensity and more severity will definitely take place before the day of Qiyamah, as prophesied by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next major sign mentioned in this hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Hudhayfa bin Asid radiallahu anhu, and that is khuruju dabba, the emergence of a very scary, a very huge animal. on Mount Safa in Masjid al-Haram in Makkah Mukarramah. And this also is mentioned in the Holy Quran in the 20th juz. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, when our decree will come to pass and when our decision will become a reality, our word will be passed against them, the disbelievers, the hypocrites. We will then take out for them an animal that will speak to them directly and openly converse and communicate with them. أَنَّ النَّاسْ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. Because people have failed to believe in our signs. Commentators of the Quran explain, آيَاتِنَا, our signs, that is mentioned in this verse, is referring to these major events prophesized by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that any person who will reject and any person who will not believe in any of these prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is out of the fold of Islam and he will be considered as a disbeliever. So this animal will appear on the, before Qiyamah, to prove to such people the reality of such prophecies and to prove to them that they were in error and misguidance for rejecting these great prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what is meant by ayatina. So this animal will appear before them. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People will be engaged in ibadah, making tawaf around the Kaaba, when suddenly they will be shocked to hear and to see an animal before them that will confront each and every one of them. And this animal will come before each person, advance towards him, and it will attack every person on his nose, causing a scar to appear on the tip of his nose. As for a believer, the scar will turn or will radiate with light and shine with nur. That will be a sign of his iman. As for a disbeliever, it will turn black in color and become very dark. That will be a sign of his disbelief. And like the rising of the sun in the west, similarly year two, any person who observes and witnesses the emergence of this beast or this animal, if he now comes and submits before Allah, Ya Allah, embrace iman, I believe in you, Allah will tell him it's too late for you to accept iman. Likewise, any person who after observing the coming of this animal, if he has to repent and seek forgiveness, his repentance will be rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This animal will come and it will go in front of every person and people will go into a great state of panic and excitement and they will run into every direction. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that any person who tries to run away and escape, he will never be able to do so. And any person who hears about this animal and will make an attempt and try to reach this animal and to see what is going on, he too will never be able to do so. Regarding this animal and the description of this animal, nothing much has been clearly, authentically proven. However, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their companions, the Tabi'een, commentators of Quran, have gone into great in-depth detail describing this animal. It will be extremely scary, frightening. It will be a very huge, a very tall animal. It will have a long beard but no tail. It will have long horns. It will come on Mount Safa and it will advance towards the people in the Mataf, and like this it will move out of the Haram section. So all of this has been mentioned by the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Tabi'een rahimahumullah. Sometimes this question comes in people's minds, that after observing such major events and seeing the reality of the prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why would a person still reject and disbelieve after the truth is made manifest? Why would a person still not bring iman? And the answer is very clear in Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about khat of a person's heart. When a person violates Allah's orders and commands, and he persists in vice and sin, and he breaks the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reaches a point when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that this person's heart must be sealed. The celestial light of guidance will never be able to enter such a person's heart. That no matter what comes before him, but he will remain adamant and he will remain firm upon kufr and disbelief. Allah makes mention of this in the Holy Quran in the opening verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah talks about the hypocrites of Medina Munawwara. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Allah has sealed their hearts. And therefore, they will never be able to accept Iman. That is why the ulama have warned us that any person who continues to violate and break the orders of Allah, one fear is he must not be punished by Allah. But a greater fear, if Allah decides to seal and close his heart, now whatever he has to hear or see, he will never be able to accept. He will never be able to see the truth. He will never be able to hear, the truth. And this is when a person, his heart has been sealed due to excessive sin. Let us ask ourselves this question. How many minor signs of the day of Qiyamah we have seen? How many minor signs of Qiyamah have become manifest before us? But how much of change have we made? How much closer have we become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We find the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they would hear about the signs of Qiyamah, their concern and worry was how we can become closer to Allah. How we can give up our luxuries and comforts and sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we can earn our stages in Jannah, and we can earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world and the year after. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to make amal. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Inshallah, we'll have 40 durood and salam. Before we start with the 40 durood, we will sing a few couplets on the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his beloved city, Medina Munawwara. Inshallah, we can join in the chorus. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم قد طال شوقي إليه والنور في عينيه قد طال شوقي إليه والنور في عينيه صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم وشكوت إليه ذنوبي وشكوت إليه ذنوبي فاستغفر لي محبوبي صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم ومدحت بطيبة طه ومدحت بطيبة طه ودعوت بطه الله صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يحشرني أواها بلواء رسول الله أن يحشرني أواها بلواء رسول الله صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم وهناك أموت وأحيا وهناك أموت وأحيا والروح بطيبة تحيا. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأكاد أناجي الوحيا فأكاد أناجي الوحيا في روض رسول الله صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأوارى حين أوارى فأوارى حين أوارى ببقيع رسول الله صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربى به فاجمعنا ربى به فاجمعنا على حوض رسول الله صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى الله على طه صلى الله عليه وسلم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم
إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاةً تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركة بركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفرني واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah 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 Jalla Jalaluhu Allah 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلى نيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حليم يا كريم يا واسع المغفرة ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم إنك عفو اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا Oh my beloved Allah, most Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most kind Allah, most compassionate Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my Allah, you have overlooked us for so many years, oh my Allah. You have continued to conceal and to hide our gunas and sins, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you know the death, ya Allah, you know the darkness of our hearts, oh my Allah. You know the skeletons in our closet, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know those actions that we are involved in, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you know in the dead of night what we are doing when we think nobody is watching us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we thought that you were not looking at us, my Allah. We thought we could hide from you, oh my Allah. We didn't consider the consequences of our gunas and sins, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, but we are raising our hands up tonight, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are confessing to all our gunas and sins, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are placing them before you. We are pleading from you, begging from you, asking you, oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive our gunas and sins, my Allah. The minor sins, the major sins, sins we committed from the time of Bulugh till now, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, every guna and sin, every error and mistake we made, overlook it and forgive it for us, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you have the power to turn our evil into good deeds, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have no good deeds worthy of presenting before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need our salah and we spoil our salah. We make tilawat and our tilawat is broken, my Allah. Every amal of ours is deficient and unworthy of being presented before you, my Allah. But oh my Allah, you are Kareem. You are that being who accepts even the broken efforts of his slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our weak and broken efforts in your court, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, crown our a'mal with acceptance, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we don't know what our condition will be in the future, my Allah. You take care of us and protect us, oh my Allah. Safeguard us from the fitnas of Dajjal, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, so many minor signs of Qiyamah have come to pass already, my Allah. We haven't taken heed, my Allah. We are continuing with our lives oblivious as though it's not going to happen, as though mort will not come to us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us the understanding and realization, my Allah, that your pleasure should be above everything else, oh my Allah. Give us that strength of Iman, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have become Muslim and Mu'min by name only, my Allah. Our hearts are empty, completely devoid of your love, of your ishq, of your marifat. Oh my Allah, make these things a reality for us, my Allah. Fill our hearts with your love, my Allah, with your closeness, with your qurb, with your recognition, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us those hearts that will beat in your muhabbat, my Allah. That when we walk, you become our feet that we walk with, my Allah. You become our eyes by which we see, oh my Allah. You become our tongues by which we speak, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have heard in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that you are prepared to forgive on these nights, oh my Allah. That your mercy is raining down in torrents upon the ummah. Oh my Allah, spare us a few drops of your mercy, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, if you will look at us with one gaze of mercy, our lives will be made, my Allah. Our dunya will be made, our qabr will be made, our akhirat will be made. Oh my Allah, preserve and protect our iman, my Allah. Don't let us lose our iman, oh my Allah. Don't let us do anything or say anything that will take away our iman, my Allah. Oh my Allah, preserve our iman till our last breath, oh my Allah. Let us leave this world with kalima on our tongues, oh my Allah. Preserve our iman, the iman of our families, of our parents, of our wives, our children. Oh my Allah, you safeguard and protect them, protect their beliefs, their aqaid, their amal, their taqwa. Make our homes homes of hidayat, oh my Allah. May those amal take place that will please you and please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, make us mafatih lil khayr. Make us keys to all goodness, maghaliq lil shar. Oh my Allah, make us locks to evil. Don't let us mislead people and misguide people, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept us for the khidmat of your deen, oh my Allah. In whatever way you deem is best, you accept us in our families, our wealth, our time, our lives. Oh my Allah, use us for the benefit of your deen, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, all the good works of deen that are taking place throughout the world and especially in our country, you accept them, my Allah. Protect our masajid, our madaris, our khanqas, our ulama, our hufad, our qurra, all the deeni works and institutes that are in existence, my Allah. You protect them, safeguard them, keep them steadfast, oh my Allah. Increase them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make it easy for us to practice upon
deen, O my Allah. Don't make things tight and difficult for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to appreciate all these bounties and favors of yours upon us, O my Allah. Give us tawfiq to frequent the masajid even out of the month of Ramadan, my Allah. O my Allah, make us musallis of the masjid, O my Allah, with frequency. And Ya Allah, make us muqimeen as-salah, O my Allah. O my Allah, our salah is so weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, our farz salah itself is so weak, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we read in the kitabs of your pious friends, O my Allah, those who are close to you, how they would stand the entire night in salah. Ya Allah, we can barely stand for Fajr salah properly, my Allah. O my Allah, you give us the strength, my Allah. You give us the strength and the ability, my Allah. We are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take pity upon us, O my Allah. Take pity upon us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon us. Ya Allah, look at our broken, our helpless condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, take pity upon us. Give us the reality of Iman, my Allah. Give us the reality of Iman, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they would hear one command from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They were ready to give everything that they had, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that strength of Iman, oh my Allah. That when guna and sin will come in front of us, we can press brakes, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have got the better of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs has become so strong, my Allah. We cannot say no. Ya Allah, we're asking for your assistance, for your help, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, allow us to win this battle against nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Otherwise, my Allah, when the time of our maut comes, what will happen to us, my Allah? Ya Allah, don't expose us, my Allah. Continue to conceal and make our sattari, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when the time of our maut comes, let it be the best day of our lives, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, let us be waiting and happy to meet you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when we go into our qabr, expand it as far as our eyes can see, my Allah. Ya Allah, let there be soft bedding for us there, oh my Allah. Let us see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah in his group, oh my Allah. Allow us to drink from the Hose Kothar, oh my Allah. Enter us into Jannat without any hisab, without any reckoning, oh my Allah. Save us from the fire of Jahannam, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in this world we can't bear a little bit of pain, a little bit of a prick of a pin, and we can't bear it, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't bear the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, there are people in this gathering who are elderly, my Allah. People who are sickly, my Allah. People who are tired, they have taken time out and came here, oh my Allah. There are young masoom children here, my Allah. Ya Allah, through the barakat of all of these people, accept our du'as, oh my Allah. Accept this entire gathering in Majwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us leave without fulfilling our needs and our desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us leave without forgiving us, oh my Allah. Without drenching us in your rahmat and mercy, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, kamil, ajil, mustamir, daim. Ya Allah, you remove their worries and concerns, oh my Allah. Those who are in debt, you provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Grant us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Give us tawfiq to carry out our business dealings in accordance to shariat, oh my Allah. Don't let us do those things that will bring about a downfall in our iman and our taqwa, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, wherever there is pareshani, worry, difficulty, Ya Allah, you come to those people's assistance, my Allah. Remove the worry, Ya Allah. Remove the difficulties, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, all the goodness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, you give us a share in that, oh my Allah. Whatever evil he asked protection from, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our children and our families from it, oh my Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين Brothers are reminded tonight is an odd night. It may also be Laylatul Qadr. Our duty is to put ourselves forward to exert ourselves at least 2 rakats of salah before we leave the masjid. We can read the shortest surahs also if we are tired. But at least we make this intention of tahajjud salah will be counted amongst those who perform tahajjud salah. A little bit of time we take out to make our own dua, ask Allah for our needs, whatever is going through our heart, our minds, whatever conditions we are experiencing. Take some time out to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq.